to scam you.
She lied to me. Oh.
Does this tenant have her wires crossed?
Are we not on the same wavelength?
I don't think so.
Or will she make the mistake?
When did you move out?
June 1st of 2011.
Of crossing the judge.
Lindsay actually lied in this courtroom saying that she left June 1st. She's still residing there and has no plans of moving.
I am in the process of moving out.
You're still living there.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Lindsay Rutherford is suing her former roommate, Sherry Allen, for the return of rent and her security deposit. Lindsay claims Sherry conned her into paying more than her share.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 129 on the calendar, the matter of Rutherford versus Allen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Rutherford, you moved in with a defendant who had leased a two-story house, is that correct?
Correct.
You moved into the downstairs?
Correct.
And she had a lease signed with the landlord. You had a lease signed with her.
I did not sign a lease.
Did you sign any document with her?
Not when I moved in.
Subsequently?
Correct, yes.
When?
When the house went into foreclosure and it went into the bank, we then signed a lease with a property management company.
Okay, when was that?
That was August of 2010.
Okay, so let's start with August of 2010. What do you think she owes you money for going forward, August of 2010, when you were both on the lease?
She was telling me still that rent was $1,600. The rent was $1,300.
Just a minute. You both signed the lease. Didn't you look at the lease?
I did. The lease that I signed was for $1,600, not for $1,300.
I'd like to see it.
This is the lease that says $1,300. When I found out she was scamming me, I went to the real property company and I got a copy of the lease that they had on file.
Listen to me, Ms. Rutherford. Are we not on the same wavelength?
I don't think so.
If you're old enough to live on your own, and if you sign a lease, you read it, and if what you're telling me is that the lease that you signed, somebody fraudulently made out for $1,600 a month, I need to see a copy of that. You have to be a grown-up and have a copy of that for me.
I do not have a copy of that. Sherry asked that I sign the lease and that she would return a copy to me with the property management signature on it, which she never returned to me.
You mean she wants you to sign a lease in blank and then she'd get you a signed copy? It's ridiculous. Ms. Rutherford. She didn't scam you. That's not a scam. It's just that you weren't vigilant. I've never signed a blank lease in my life. Like the landlord saying, here, sign this here and I will fill in all the spaces, how much rent it is, how much rent the total is. You just give it back to me and I'll fill in the details later. You just sign it. People don't do that. I don't know what you want from me.
She falsified this lease. When she originally showed it to me, it wasn't a blank lease. She showed me a lease that said $1,600. I signed it.
All you have to do is show me your copy.
Can I show you an email from her saying that we're saying it was $1,600?
I'll take a look at that.
Would you like to see the lease?
No. I want to see your lease. And you don't have your lease.
That email's not from me, though.
Who is this from?
That's Star.
From her?
I don't exactly know what's written in that email.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Sit.
I'm sorry.
Who did she write this to?
She wrote that to me and Sherry.
Just a second. So you knew that they were withholding rent? That's what it says here. You knew that they were withholding rent. You sort of make it appear in here as if you didn't know that they were withholding rent.
She told me in...
Who told you?
Sherry told me in March after I had paid rent for January, February, and March. She told me in March...
This is in April.
Yes, April 6th.
And you don't have anything else to show me in writing that indicates that your rent was to be any less than $700 a month, and you were actually either her tenant or the landlord's tenant on an entire lease, that each of you was jointly and severally responsible for the lease. Is that right?
That Sherry and I were on the lease.
The two of you were on the lease.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord didn't cut the lease in half. The landlord said, this is the whole rent. The two of you are responsible for the whole rent, right?
Yes.
So that's what you paid, $700. What else do you think you're entitled to?
If I was paying $700, I'd be paying more than half of the rent.
So what?
Her living space was twice as big as mine.
Doesn't matter. She was living there first. She can make up whatever rules she wants. She can say to you, I want you to pay $1,100 a month rent. You can say, I'm not paying $1,100 a month rent. It's too much rent. She can give you any figure she wants. She's your landlord.
She lied to me.
Oh. It doesn't matter whether
Your Honor, actually, when Lindsay started...
It does listen to me. So okay. Far, you're not losing, right?
No, totally. Yeah, I know.
So far, you're not losing.
I am owed money,
right,
though.
Right or wrong, but so far, you're not losing. So okay. Far, the plaintiff lived in a residence, and she lived there for the time that she paid rent. She paid rent to
Correct.
You. You paid rent to the landlord. Then you were both on a lease, which she doesn't have a copy of.
Correct.
I do.
Well, then I'd like to see it. Is that the lease that you signed?
My signature is on the back of this page. This isn't the lease that I saw
then
when I signed it.
Throw it in the garbage.
Your Honor, she...
Then throw it in the garbage.
She gave me a lease?
Listen to me. Throw it in the garbage. It's your responsibility to go to the leasing agent and say, I want my copy of the lease. You give somebody a blank signature on a copy of a lease, they're going to take it and paste it in whatever order they want to paste it, on whatever product they want to paste it. Meanwhile, you lived there, you paid rent, you got value for what you paid, and if you think that I am going to, or any court is going to take measurements as to who has greater space, you or the defendant, and see who had more and who should be paying more, courts don't do that. They rely on people to act in a vigilant fashion. And if you sign a lease, if you're grown up enough to live alone, you're grown up enough to get a copy of the lease so that you know in August 2010 how much the entire rent is on the premises.
When I signed
And if
lease,
she lied to you, she lied to you.
She falsified that document.
I don't know whether she did or whether she didn't. It's only your word that she falsified the document because you don't have the document.
What about the email that she wrote saying that it was $1,600?
She didn't write this.
The other person that lived in our house did.
But she didn't write this. The other person is a witness. She's like, not here. Now you can say whatever you want to say.
Oh, she has two last pages of this lease. Okay.
It's not a lease. It's not the lease she signed.
Okay. I just wanted you to know that there are two page 10s of this lease.
It's not the lease she signed,
okay.
She says.
Okay.
It's a cut and paste. That's not a contract.
Okay.
That's not a contract. She doesn't have the lease she signed.
She trusted her.
I trust nobody, but that doesn't mean it's a lawsuit.
Okay.
This is your daughter, I assume?
This is my daughter.
This is your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to tell her that when she signs a lease, she gets a copy and she doesn't sign anything in blank.
It wasn't blank when she signed it.
Then she should have a copy of it, which she doesn't have.
No, she doesn't. She was told she was going to get one and then she never did.
Ugh.
Okay.
You're not following. You understand exactly what I'm saying to you.
I understand what
you're saying. What you're proposing to give me is not a contract, because what you're proposing to give me is not what she signed. That's what she says. It's a piece of paper at the end because it's her signature, but it's not a copy of what she signed. In any event, you live there. So stop complaining. You paid rent. You paid too much rent in your mind. Then next time you'll be more vigilant. Now, if you rent from somebody, which you originally did from Miss Allen, and I'm going to say this only one more time, and then we're moving on to something else, you're supposed to figure out how much the entire rent on the premises is. Sometimes Miss Allen may have gotten rent that was great. She may have a landlord that says, listen, you can sublet the apartment, and your rent is $500. And she says to you, we live in a great neighborhood. I'm charging you $750. She's allowed to do that and pocket the other $250. She can do that. She can say, I want you to pay $450 rent. My rent is $500. I'm only going to pay $50 because I was smart enough to get this apartment. I was lucky enough to get this apartment. What else do you think she owes you for?
When I moved in, I paid her a $500 deposit.
You paid a security deposit?
Correct.
Okay. And when did you move out?
I moved out June 1st of 2011.
And when did you move out?
I moved out in May 1st of 2011. I was actually kind of borderlining between April.
I don't care. Where's her $500 security?
That went to the old landlord that got foreclosed on, and that turns over to the rental property management.
What did you make the check payable to?
Sherry Allen.
And it went directly to...
That's your problem. Don't tell me it went directly to. You owe $500.
It's fine.
What's next?
The last 3 months, January, February, and March, I continued to pay her rent as normal. And in March, she informed me that she didn't turn that money over to the real estate property company. That was confirmed when I went in to get a copy of the lease that said the rent was $1,300. They told me we had about...
Don't tell me what they told you.
Okay.
If what you're saying is you gave her money for rent, mm-hmm. and she didn't turn it over to the leasing company, and you have a lease with them, so you would be responsible if they didn't pay rent.
Yes.
Show me where that exists.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me carefully. You have to pay rent where you keep your stuff. Your and Honor. If you have two premises, you have to pay rent in two premises. Put your hand down. Stop being a baby. Your mother's going to treat you like a baby. You're going to stay a baby.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lindsay Rutherford says former roommate Sherry Allen overcharged her for rent. Sherry is countersuing for unpaid rent and utility bills and for the return of property.
Now, show me in a statement, show me in something that they are coming against you for all or part of the rent
for
those 3 months.
I can answer
that for you. Yes.
I have.
She doesn't have it.
She doesn't have it because the rental property company is actually going to be going after her for $3,900 because the 3 months rent that we withheld has been paid to the rental property management. Lindsay jumped the gun saying that I was scamming her out of money. I had to figure out what was happening with the rental property management, all the electricity issues with the property, and figure out with the rental property management what was going to happen with those 3 months withheld rent.
Let me see.
They have been taken care of, and Lindsay actually lied in this courtroom saying that she left June 1st. In there it says she's still residing there and has no plans of moving.
That's not true,
she
Your
just
Honor.
Lied to you, Your Honor.
That's not true, Your Honor.
It is.
Just a second. She still resides where?
She's still living at the property.
Yes, Ms. Rutherford, are you still living at the premises? That's very easy to find out.
I am in the process of moving out.
Your case is dismissed.
I have
your case is dismissed, including your $500.
Thank you.
Actually, pretty outrageous.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I have a lease for a new place that I'm paying at.
Are you living in the apartment that you once shared with them?
I still have some belongings there. I'm in the process
then
of moving out.
Your case
out.
Is dismissed.
She hasn't notified them or anything.
Shh. All of it. Do you understand?
No, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, I'm sorry for you. She's not a baby anymore. You treat her like a baby, she's going to stay a baby. Sit down. According to this from the property management, you still live there and you haven't paid rent from April through June. That's what it says. Did you know that? Mom, did you know that? Did you know, yes or no, that your daughter was living in the apartment and hasn't paid rent there?
I know she has been living there, but she was paying rent.
No, not according to them. She didn't pay any rent for June. Did you pay rent for June? No,
yes, I did pay rent for June.
Not according to them. So you're telling me that the leasing company is lying?
No, I signed a lease at another... So I looked up California code.
That's all.
I'm paying rent at another place, and I'm moving the rest of my things out of MacArthur.
Listen to me carefully. If you have a toothbrush... MacArthur, you have to pay rent. You have a toothbrush, you have a washcloth, you have a pair of underpants, you have to pay rent where you keep your stuff.
Your
and
Honor.
If you have two premises, you have to pay rent in two premises. Put your hand down. Stop being a baby. Your mother's going to treat you like a baby, you're going to stay a baby.
Can I say one more thing in regards to that?
No, I've already dismissed the whole case.
Okay. I just
Period.
Wanted
you
to
want
say
to give me a counterclaim,
there are liens
sort of
that are being placed against the property now for garbage, PG&E, water, everything that is actually going to be being applied to Lindsay as well for occupying your residence.
I don't care.
Okay.
Doesn't have anything to do with me.
Okay.
Okay. You have a counterclaim.
I do.
I didn't quite understand it. You have a couple of minutes to tell me what it's about.
So Lindsay actually was supposed to be paying $800 rent from April to August of 2010, and she was only paying $700. I have a lot of utility bills regarding PG&E, East Bay Mud that need to be paid. She has not paid basically anything towards those.
For what months?
From April 2010 to April of 2011, right?
Well, then what took you a year to wake up?
Oh. Trust me, I was trying to get my money. While we were living there, I kept telling Lindsay, I need to have this money. Oh, I'm sorry. My boyfriend's in jail, and I have to accept these collect calls, and it's costing me a lot of money, and I'll pay you when I can get a chance. And then her boyfriend moved into the property, and all of my bills skyrocketed sky high.
Should have put him out.
I was actually working with rental property management in February to evict
her. Put your hand down.
In February to evict her, But due to the problems at the house and due to the fact that her boyfriend is a really scary guy, we decided to get out. I even had to go down to the DA's office and get his record. This guy is not a nice guy.
Listen to me. Are you out of the apartment now?
I am. I have bills that are still basically racked up from her not paying anything and housing her criminal boyfriend in the property.
Listen to me. It's not my problem. Should have put him out.
It wasn't that simple,
you're finished.
Your Honor.
You want to address our counterclaim?
Yes.
You want to address our counterclaim?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's something wrong with you. Do you take medication?
No.
No, you take. Do you take medication?
I do not.
Maybe you should.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lindsay Rutherford claims former roommate Sherry Allen scammed her when she overcharged her for rent.
Go.
Okay. I have copies of checks that I sent to her on all the bills that I paid.
Good. Let me see what your checks are.
Would you like me to separate the checks that don't have bills on them?
No.
No.
Your rent is $700, and this is $705. So far I have $5. Then I have a check for $850, so I have $150. Then I have one in October for $160.
That was for bills.
Shh. This is for $700. This is for $800, $12, $13, 2010. So in the time that you lived there, you paid $755 towards utilities.
But Your Honor, $100 of that went towards the cremation of my kitten because her dog killed my cat. I took partial responsibility for it. She paid $100 and I paid $100.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good. So we have $655 that you paid in total. Of how many months did you live there?
12.
$655 divided by 12 equals $54 a month that you paid towards utilities in the 12 months that you were there. Okay. And what were the utility bills that you had?
Add them up. Can you please look at these?
No. I just want you to tell me the total amount of the utility bills.
For Lindsay's portion, broken
Not
down
Lindsay.
To a third, is $1,555.62, Your Honor. I didn't calculate it in a whole as a whole household. I just calculated the difference of Lindsay's portions, which is $1,555.62.
What do you mean the difference of Lindsay's portion?
Her half. Her half
she
of the bill.
Doesn't pay half.
No, Your Honor.
My apartment was so much smaller than
she
hers.
She doesn't pay
She was using
Honor.
A lot more electricity.
Look, ladies, you're no longer together. You have $500 extra. Listen to me.
I don't have $500
oh,
extra. That went to the rental property management, and it's going to be put towards a 3 months rent that she isn't.
Listen to me. It didn't go to them because it went to you. You took her $500.
It went to the landlord that got foreclosed on, Your Honor.
I can't
Honor.
Help you, my dear.
Your Honor.
Can't help you, my
she
dear.
She owes me so much money. We still have outstanding East Bay Mud bills, PG&E bills, and I don't have rent from her for July, August, or November. I don't have any record of rent from her for July, August, or November.
You have the checks, Your Honor. You have the checks.
For July?
August and November. I don't have it in my records.
Different story.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Now, July, August, or November.
November, yes. Okay. I don't have record of that.
Just a second. I'm going to give it to you. If it's here, it's here. If it's not here, July.
August and November.
She's lying.
July is here.
Okay. I didn't have it in my records. August, I didn't have.
You endorsed the check.
Shh. There's something wrong with you. Do you take medication?
No.
No, you take. Do you take medication?
I do not.
Maybe you should. 8-6-7-13. She has July, or she has the months. Okay, that's all, ladies. Go.
Your
Goodbye.
Honor, I don't get anything on the utilities that are
Bars
still
are
owed.
Bars are excused. You may step out.
Okay, we'll get this sooner again in a couple months.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Terry lied to me. She falsified an official document.
It's ridiculous.
I found out that they were scamming me.
Because Lindsay's a liar.
And that they kept 3 months of my rent.
This is not over.
And they weren't happy about it.
It's gonna be continued.
They basically stole a lot of money from me.
Well, at least Lindsay doesn't get anything.
But it is what it is.